Good morning, everybody. It's John. I had a really long day yesterday, and right before I went to bed, I asked on the Telegram channel if anybody had anything they wanted to hear me talk about on these. So I got a couple of good suggestions, one from Christopher Hanna that has to do with my writing workflows, and I'm going to save that one for a little later because I think I might break that up into a couple because there's a lot of different pieces to it depending on what I'm working on. And then I got another question from Jeff Perry, who asked if I could talk a little bit about podcasting on these audio clips. So I thought I would. Now, I've talked a little bit in the past about microphones and setups and that kind of thing. So I thought I'd go back and make a couple of broader points about podcasting and how I got started in it and how I got better at it and that sort of thing. So long before I had my own show with Rob Lewis called Ruminate, I made a couple of appearances on other people's shows. The first was on Systematic with Brett Terpstra. That was episode 82. You're not going to find that on 5x5 anymore because that's where the show was at the time. That's been taken down, but I think it's mirrored in a couple places if you want to listen. I warn you, it's not that good, which is my point, which I'll get to in a second. And the other was an appearance on Inquisitive with Mike Hurley when he did his Behind the App series, starting at, I think it's episode 32, I have a brief appearance, and then pick back up with 34 and have a couple of more appearances there. I mentioned those two because the first one was just me and Brett talking, and I did what I think was a pretty terrible job. It was my first time ever talking to anybody on a podcast, and I was pretty awful at it. I was kind of nervous. I stumbled over my words a lot, lost my train of thought. All the things that you would fear might happen seemed to happen to me during that podcast. That was quite a while ago now. So I'm looking online, and it looks like that was recorded in February 2014. So just, it seems like forever ago, but it was roughly 2 years ago. Then I didn't do anything again until right around the time that my app Blink launched, when Mike wanted to talk to me about various things about launching an app, especially as a pretty newly minted developer at the time. And that was in March and April of 2015. So that was about a year ago. So there's a long gap there between when I first tried podcasting, dipped my toes in again, and then it wasn't until I think August of last year, August of 2015, that I actually started working with Rob on my own show. And the reason I bring up these old shows is because if you do go back and listen to Systematic, you can tell that I'm a little better at this now. I think I still have a long way to go, but practice it makes perfect, as they say. And doing it a lot makes a huge difference. It wasn't until I started recording with Rob regularly, and then doing these audio clips. These actually have helped me, I think, even more than Ruminate, because Ruminate comes out every 2 weeks, whereas I'm doing these audio clips usually, I don't know, 3-4 times a week. And the thing is, because I try to compress the amount of time I spend on these audio clips, I do them in one take. I've really done no editing to any of them. Some of them turn out better than others, but and I do start over once in a while if I really flub something up, but I don't really edit them. And if you're not going to edit them, you better get it right the first time. So that kind of leads to my second point. Whereas I've gotten better doing these because I've done it a lot recently, Inquisitive and Behind the App shows what a good editor can do. I'm not editing these audio clips, but Mike spent a ton of time editing our conversations for Behind the App, and he took, and I don't think I did particularly better when I spoke to him back, back in the spring of 2015, but he did a good job and pulled out all the good bits and put those on the show and left all the ums and ahs and stutters and all the other things on the cutting room floor. So I guess my point is, practice makes perfect, and a good editor is your friend. Both of those things help a lot when you're podcasting. In terms of doing it on a regular basis, I got to know Rob Lewis through another of Mike's shows, the one he did with Matt Alexander called Bionic. We were both kind of one of those, two of those crazy fans of the Bionic podcast. That's how I got to know Rob, and Rob approached me about doing the show last summer, and I kind of put him off for a long time because he actually approached me right after I had launched Blink, and I was a little frazzled, a little burned out, and didn't feel like I had time for anything because I was dealing with bug fixes and the launch of Apple Music and incorporating that into the app and all that sort of thing. My other big fear at the time was to doing anything that had a schedule and a deadline. That's because I have a day job. I'm not as hung up on that anymore because I found that I can fit in anything if I try hard enough and I schedule myself correctly and just, I don't know, spend the extra hours it takes to get it done. So I don't have as big a hang up about that now. But at the time, I was concerned about when I would do it and whether life would interfere with it, whether it was my day job or things I had to do with my family or whatever. So I picked a time that was really the most free time I could possibly have, which is Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. My time, which works pretty well because, you know, that's just after lunch for Rob. And as long as I've had my coffee, I'm okay. So that's what we do in terms of the schedule. In terms of the setup and getting ready to do a podcast, we did a couple of dry runs before. Actually, I think we only did one, now that I think of it. We did one dry run that we never released, just practicing. I think that wasn't enough, personally. We were eager to get it out there and maybe a little too eager. I think it probably is worth doing two or three before you actually release something because you're just not going to be very good at it at first. I know I wasn't. But be that as it may, we recorded one that is in the vault somewhere. We're not going to release it. It's no good. And then we went ahead and we started recording every 2 weeks. And we've done it every 2 weeks except for 1 week when Rob was really sick and we just decided to skip that one. Even when we got kind of crunched by the holidays, we just recorded back-to-back episodes and released them every 2 weeks. Because I think one thing I think really is true, you do need to stick to a schedule because people anticipate and expect your show to come out on whatever schedule you've set. We do it every 2 weeks. That makes it a lot easier for us because every week can be hard because there are times, especially since we're talking largely about technology stuff, there are dead times during the year when there's not a lot to talk about. And if you're only doing it every 2 weeks, it helps a lot. The thing about podcasting, too, is it's really not that expensive to get started. We use Simplecast to host our files. It's a really easy service. It costs $12 a month, which Rob and I split. And that's pretty much the only cost we've ever had. I mean, I did have to buy a microphone. I had a microphone already from having done the other shows. Yeah, there's really not anything else you have to buy particularly. We use Audio Hijack to capture the audio. I know a lot of people use Call Recorder, but I really like Audio Hijack because you can set up a workflow visually in the software. And I send the MP3 of the Skype call to one file for saving. And I save an AIFF file of the of my end of the call to another file. And they both go into Dropbox. We shut off Dropbox while we're recording. Sometimes Rob doesn't remember to plug in his laptop, but that's another story. He almost had his battery run out 2 weeks ago when we recorded. But yeah, I set up Audio Hijack to record those two things. It goes into a Dropbox. When we're done with the show, I turn Dropbox back on, go upstairs to have breakfast, and within, you know, 5-10 minutes, it's all synced up with Rob's files. And he does all the editing. That's just kind of the division of labor we've come up with. So I can't really talk too much about that. I mean, I've done a little bit. I've gone in and monkeyed with the files a little bit. We don't have a fancy setup. We don't use Logic. We just use GarageBand, which comes with the Mac. It's good enough. There are things about Logic that I think would make our lives a little easier. But at this point, we've decided that GarageBand works fine for us, and it's what we know, so we're sticking with it. And then show notes are just as easy as, you know, creating a text file with links in it, which we, Rob and I, tend to collaborate on those. We have a, we use Dropbox Paper, which I don't highly recommend. It's not a great product, but it actually works okay for super simple text collaboration. And it's what we started using, and it works pretty well for our purposes. But usually we just take some of the text out of that and put it in a document and then edit that for the show notes. And then Rob puts in chapter markers because it's so easy with the Chapters app that I reviewed on Mac Stories, I guess, a couple of months ago, maybe 3 months ago, by Thomas Pritchard. He's also from Plymouth, UK, where Rob's from, which is kind of interesting. But yeah, he drops in some chapter markers, puts it on Simplecast, and schedules it for release at usually around 9 or 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock Central, my time. And once I see it hit Overcast or see Rob tweet it out, I join in and promote it a little bit myself on Twitter. And that's really all there is to it. I mean, I know people talk a lot about equipment and software and all that kind of thing. And that's natural because, you know, if you do this a lot, you know, those are your tools and you get comfortable with a particular set of tools. And it's interesting, at least to you and other people who do it, to talk about those things. But I think really at bottom, the most important thing about podcasting is practice and thinking ahead and preparing ahead for the topics you're going to talk about. Yes, we kind of do a show on Ruminate that's off the top of our heads, but that doesn't mean there's not preparation. We do have an outline that we prepare usually about a week in advance. We start preparing it. I'll drop things in there. Rob will drop things in there. It's usually a combination of things that he's run across on the internet during the last 2 weeks, things I'm writing about at Mac Stories, because obviously those are on my mind, things we've read, that sort of thing. But we do commit them to an outline, put a little bit of our own 2 cents in about it for each one, so we have a sense for where each other is coming from on the topic. And then we just start recording every other Sunday morning. That's about it. Sorry for the long one today. I will talk a little bit more probably about, do the next time, about the writing questions that Chris Hanna has. So anyway, everybody have a good day, and I will talk to you soon.